Welcome to this beginner lesson on building a sunrise emotion effects chain for jungle and old school DNB in Ableton Live 12. Today we're not trying to make the track louder just for the sake of it. We're trying to make it feel warm, emotional, open, and victorious, while still keeping that classic breakbeat energy alive. Think filtered amens opening into dawn, deep subs holding the foundation, dubby atmosphere floating above it all, and just enough polish to make the whole thing shine on a big system. The big idea here is simple. A mastering chain should enhance the vibe, not fight the mix. If your balance is off, fix the mix first. Mastering is the polish stage, not the rescue mission. So let's build a practical effects chain in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices. Start with utility first. This is where you control the overall level and keep your low end sensible. For jungle and DNB, the sub should stay centered and mono. You do not want wide bass making your club translation fall apart. Keep the width at 100% unless you have a specific reason to change it, and use the gain only if you need to gently trim or boost the master level. Next comes EQ8. This is where we shape the emotional tone. Keep the move small. If the mix feels muddy, try a tiny cut somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. If the breakbeats or hats are a bit harsh, you can gently dip around 4.5 to 6.5 kHz. And if the mix feels too dark for that sunrise feeling, add a very light high shelf around 10 to 12 kHz. The key word is subtle. You want glow, not brittle brightness. A good habit here is to bypass the EQ often. Ask yourself, does this sound clearer and more open, or just thinner and smaller? If it's not helping, undo it. That's a really important beginner skill. After EQ, add glue compressor. This is a classic move for drum and bass because it helps everything feel connected. Use a ratio of around 2 to 1, a slower attack like 10 or 30 milliseconds, and release on auto or a short time like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Lower the threshold only until you see about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You're looking for gentle movement, not squashing. This keeps the snare crack and break transients alive while adding that finished, record-like glue. Then place saturator in the chain. This is where you bring in warmth and harmonic richness. For sunrise jungle vibes, a little saturation goes a long way. Try analog clip or soft sine, with drive around 1 to 4 dB, and make sure soft clip is on. Saturation can thicken the breaks, make the bass speak more clearly, and give the whole set a slightly older, more nostalgic character. That's perfect for old-school inspired energy. But listen carefully. If the hats get crunchy, the vocals smear, or the kick loses shape, the saturation is too heavy. Back it off. A mastering chain should feel like it's adding emotional density, not distortion damage. If your mix still has some harsh areas or uneven frequency balance, you can add multiband dynamics next. Use it lightly. Don't try to smash the whole mix. Instead, use it as a gentle control tool, especially if the highs are spitty or the low end is jumping around too much. If you don't understand multiband compression yet, it's completely fine to skip this device for now. A simple chain of utility, EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, and limiter can already do a lot. And finally, limiter goes at the end. This is your safety net and your final loudness stage. Set the ceiling around -0.8 or -1.0 dB, then raise the input or lower the threshold just enough to catch the peaks. Most of the time, you want only moderate limiting, not aggressive crushing. If the limiter is working too hard, your snare can collapse, the bass can wobble, and the whole track can lose that uplifting sunrise energy. That emotional lift is really the goal here. Sunrise DNB should feel open, warm, and powerful, not pinned down and overcooked. Now, a few important teacher notes that will save you a lot of pain as a beginner. First, level match every comparison. If the processed version is louder, it will usually seem better even when it isn't. So when you bypass and re-enable devices, try to keep the volume as similar as possible. Second, trust your ears before the meters. A mix can look perfect on a meter and still feel flat if the kick and snare lose energy. Third, check your chain at low volume. If the emotion still comes through quietly, that's a very good sign. Fourth, test on different systems if you can. Headphones can make a chain sound lush when it's actually muddy on speakers, so always check on more than one playback system if possible. Now let's talk about the kind of space that works best for this style. For sunrise emotion, avoid putting huge reverb directly on the master. That can make the whole mix wash out fast. Instead, use return tracks. A short room reverb on one return, a long atmospheric reverb on another, and maybe a dub delay or echo on a third return. That way you get depth and nostalgia without smearing your drums and bass. A really effective sunrise trick is to automate an opening filter or a tiny high shelf lift in the last section of the track or set. That creates the feeling of the sun rising. You're not just making it louder, you're making it brighter, wider, and more emotionally open over time. Arrangement matters a lot too. A mastering chain alone will not create the full mood. For jungle and old school DNB, try starting with a filtered break intro, then opening it up over 8 or 16 bars. Bring in dub chords or atmospheric pads. Use vocal snippets that feel distant and nostalgic. Then, for the final section, let the top end open slightly more so it feels like the track is reaching daylight. And if you want to push the atmosphere further, use stock Ableton tools like Auto Filter for sweeps, Echo for rhythmic space, Hybrid Reverb for depth, and Utility for stereo or mono control. Again, the idea is to let these effects support the vibe, not overload the master. Here's a simple way to think about the emotional balance. For sunrise emotion, you want warmth, release, memory, and lift. For a darker DNB version, you'd reduce brightness, push a little more grit, keep the reverb shorter and darker, and maybe lean into more pressure than openness. Same tools, different balance. A good practice exercise is to take one 16-bar jungle loop and make two master versions, one sunrise emotional, one darker and heavier. Use the same devices, but change the settings slightly. Listen to how tiny moves in EQ, compression, saturation, and limiting completely change the feeling of the same groove. That's a huge lesson in mastering. If you want a beginner-friendly chord chain, remember this order: Utility, EQ8, Glue Compressor, Saturator, Optional Multiband Dynamics, then Limiter. And the golden rule is this: small moves, clean mix, mono sub, preserve transients, and return effects for space. That's the playbook. If you keep your processing restrained, the jungle breaks will stay alive, the bass will stay solid, and the whole set will feel like it's rising with the sun. That's the magic here. Sunrise emotion in DNB comes from clarity, warmth, and restraint, not from huge processing. If you want, I can next turn this into a preset-style device list with exact starting values for each Ableton device.